marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast. Hello.
Say help.
No, I said hello.
Oh.
I almost said good morning, but it's not morning.
No, it's not.
I mean, it might be for the people listening, but it's
nighttime.
7:40 at nighttime. I thought Eric was gonna die a while ago, so I almost had to talk about him on the podcast.
Man, I would have haunted your ass too.
He took a drink of a soda.
Close call.
Almost went down.
Every first drink of soda I take gives me just the biggest hiccup.
And that's not really a hiccup. You're like, it's like you, like you lose your breath.
I don't know.
It's so good it takes your breath away.
The Lord's trying to take me early, I think. Or I don't know if it's early. It could be my time. I don't know.
But I don't know.
I thought it was just them.
That was it was extra.
Close call. Near-death experience.
Yeah. We didn't do anything fun in the Facebook group this time around. So,
boo.
Sorry. And you didn't guess on the clue.
I don't even know why I would guess. I will never
guess
it.
Because you told me
it.
To include you. You were like, when you put the clues up, shoot me over a text. You said it literally in last
episode. Now, I think I'm done with it.
Take it back.
I'll never. Unless I Google it and just get lucky, I'll never know it.
Yeah. Before we talk about our haunting, did you hear about that? The lady in Texas that was pronounced dead, but she wasn't?
No.
Or no, it wasn't Texas. Sorry. Don't come after me. It wasn't Texas. I don't know why I keep thinking Texas. It was Michigan. And I don't know the whole story, but she was 20 and they were like, yeah, she's dead. And so they took her to the funeral home or whatever. She was in the body bag for like maybe an hour or 2 hours. And then like woke up like one of the like woke up or whatever. And the people were like, yeah, they were getting ready to embalm her.
Damn.
Like, holy shit. So, like, obviously, they're under investigation.
I think that used to happen in the olden times a lot.
Well, it shouldn't happen now.
No. I think you know better by now.
I didn't read a lot about it, but I heard about it, and I was like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like, I don't know. I should have read more about it, but I was just shocked at the fact that, like, it's 2020, and...
Like, still trying to bury people
they
alive.
They were like... She did, but she ain't. So, the people in Michigan are a little upset.
It's the water.
As you can tell. I would be. I'd be like, make sure.
Yeah,
get 54 opinions before you put me in a bag.
I smell a lawsuit coming.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's not going to be pretty whatsoever. But, yeah, just needed to update that. Michigan, not Texas.
She for sure would have haunted the
like
people.
I said, yeah. Just be like, I'm coming for all y'all's asses. Speaking of haunting, we're episode 10. We made it to the double digits. And we're doing a haunting. A ghost. Or many. I think there's 9 total.
9? 9.
I think so, is what I read. I read a lot of stuff. So I'm pretty sure it was 9. But I also just said Texas for Michigan, so that's how my day's been going.
So it's probably 3.
It's been a weird day. It's like my brain just like fell out of my head. Like that's the kind of day that I've had today. So
airhead.
This could go either way.
Burn.
Oh, God. See? It's not.
It's a whole squad of ghosts.
I'm not going to make it. Yeah, I think it was 9. So
baseball team.
Yeah, so do you... Want to guess one more time?
No.
What you think it is?
I don't remember the clues. So.
Oh, my God.
Something about a card game, I think.
Do you want to play cards, or would you like a cold brew? And then something like, don't get lost in the tunnels, boo, or something. I can't remember it word for word.
What were the...
Cards, brew, word? Tunnels.
Cards, brew, tunnels?
Yeah.
I think I said casino earlier.
Yeah, you said casino.
Well, there's cars, there's brews, and probably tunnels.
No, but that's not it. Yeah. It's not like playing cards. That's not what we're going for here. It's like, it's
Hallmark?
A representation of something.
A Hallmark
no.
factory?
Yes. Cards as in...
Against humanity?
Cardinals. Think of that way.
Okay. St. Louis.
Yes.
Brewery.
Yes.
There's tunnels under it.
No, it's the Lent Mansion. Oh my God. You didn't even guess. You weren't even using your
right. I never even thought the Lent.
You were naming off
the I don't know what the Lent Mansion is. I also thought it was Lent.
It's limp.
Oh. Limpy. You went wrong anyway.
Lent.
Yeah, I thought it was Lent. The Lent Mansion.
No, Limp. L-E-M-P.
That's be the Lit Mansion.
If it's your telling it, who the hell knows what it's going to be? Is that a Lent Mansion?
Wait. That's where Pocket Amanda Lent sent that, didn't she?
She did, but she didn't post it in the Facebook group. And for someone who is all about our social media group, she didn't post it in there. So she's fired. And I wasn't going to give her the satisfaction of knowing because she texted it and didn't put it in the
fired.
Group.
Wow.
So she's been booted. It took
fired
a week.
Before your first day on the job. Limp, yeah, limp.
Yeah, L-E-M-P.
I-N-D-E-T-E.
No. just shut that down.
Okay.
So this is what, the third episode where we've had the dogs out and it's been, we've been doing good, I guess.
Yeah, but they look sad.
Cash followed me in here and he's like, he put the gate up and he just looked at me like, you bitch.
Then he's sleeping in the hallway like, you motherfucker.
He does that too, like, when the gate's partly up because, you know, he's scared of the gate for some reason. Yeah. And he'll just lay there. And I'm like, if you would just come in here, you're doing
pounds.
This to yourself.
90 pounds, I'm scared of a gate.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he's a freak. Okay, so we're talking about the Limp Mansion.
Limp Biscuit.
I'll just do that the whole time. Limp. L-E-M-P.
I get it. Limp Biscuit.
How did you spell Limp Biscuit? They were L I.
It sounds the same.
No, limp and limp.
You don't hear the spelling.
Limp and limp.
It's the same. Are you trying to make me think it sounds different?
It limp does and sound limp. Different. Limp and limp. Limp with an I. Limp and limp. Limp. Limp, limp.
No, not, you're emphasizing the.
Because that's how it is. This is an English lesson.
Thank God. Because I wouldn't
would
learn.
Be them. So it's, like I said, it's in St. Louis.
You
it's
can find me.
Named after the Limp family. So, like a family, this is a family did this. And it's said to be one of the top 10 most haunted places in America. So that's how haunted it is. Because like I said,
there?
They got a squad of ghosts.
Can you stay there?
I don't know if you can stay there, but they do tours all the time. I have told you before that I wanted to do the tour, and
I don't remember what happened 30 minutes
they
ago.
They were on Ghost Hunters. Ghost Hunters went here.
I wonder if they do one on Halloween.
They're
day.
$35 a person.
Sheesh.
For the tour. It's every other Thursday. From December to August, with additional days added in September, October, November. And it's times vary between 5:30 and 8:30. This price includes a cocktail, light appetizers, cookies, and use of an infrared camera.
Oh, hell, I'm down with that. Had me a cocktail.
The evening starts with snacks and drinks. Then they give you the drink, so it, like, loosens you up. They're not as scared. They're like, no, we gotta get them ready. They give you the drinks and they tell you how to use the equipment and then they take you through and it takes about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'd like to do the PM one for sure.
Well, it's all at night.
I mean, like the dark, it's not that dark at 5:30.
In freaking September, October, November it is.
It's September right now. So it don't get dark till 8:30.
Not yet.
There was one the third.
Yeah.
Dang. When was that?
This Thursday? Is 2000. Oh, no, that's 2020. They have them all the time.
Look, we go for our anniversary.
Can't wait.
Oh, okay.
You can spend the
Another
night.
Not a bad idea. Oh.
Fuck no. I think our
now
house is haunted. I'm not going to go stay at a haunted hotel. There's no way.
Never know till you stay.
Never know what.
Maybe I'll be a believer if we stay and something happens.
You can stay and I'll go somewhere else. Sacrifice.
I'm not scared to sit by myself, if that's what you're asking.
No, I didn't. I wasn't. I was telling you, you can stay by yourself.
And happy anniversary. Tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye. Okay, can we get back to it?
Damn. That was just one question. You went into it. You went in deep.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to have knowledge, I'm going to have knowledge. I ain't no dummy. We got to educate these people. And there's all y'all info.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I just asked one question. But... Well,
I was going to talk about it later, but now we're talking about it now.
Look, you're welcome. You got it over with.
Yeah. Dun, dun. Okay, so like I said, it's one of the 10 most haunted places in America. It was like their home, and then it was an office, and then it was a rundown boarding house. And then now it is a fine diner, theater, restaurant, and bed and breakfast.
Tight.
I think they even do, I read on, I was seriously looked at like a million websites. I think I read that they do those murder mystery dinners that I want to do too.
Oh, that'd be cool. And then, I'll do that if we stay the night.
No, I'm not staying the night. End of discussion.
Onward.
So Joanne Adam Limp came here from Germany in 1838. She built a grocery store, which is now on Delmar and 6th Street. Do you know where that is?
I know where Delmar is.
So her grocery store is there. Oh my God, that's not Joanne. That's Johan.
Johan.
So I'm already Johan. Screwing shit up.
Johan.
Johan Adam. I wondered why like Joan. Adam was like.
That's Joan there. Hell.
I'm telling you, my brain is so fried today.
You know what? Okay. That's German Joan.
So Johan Adam Limp, not Joanne. And I'm like, oh my God. So he sold like grocery stuff, homemade beer, household items, all that fun stuff. They sold a light golden lager, and that people were like, this is so good because we don't really like dark beer, but it's all we have. So, bull. And so they were like, here we go, bro. They had the recipe that they had was handed down by his father, and it was so popular that 2 years later he gave up his grocery store and built a small brewery, a point close to where the Gateway Arch is. So he was like coming in hot with this beer. Yeah.
Here's a light beer to keep it tight rear.
And ew, what? Tight rear.
Yeah, light beer is less fattening.
Okay. So
what?
He finally sold his first beer. Here's their label. It says Limp's Extra Pale is what they called it.
Whitey's.
They sold it in a pub attached to the brewery, introducing St. Louis to its first lager. It says before long he found that the brewery was too small, and so they were like, guess what? We got to expand. And so, well, I was going to say, guess what? But you don't. It's just, remember when we talked about the Stanley Hotel? And I was like, they say that places that have like limestone and stuff, like brings hauntings out more. Guess what?
We built this city.
So they found a limestone cave south of city limits. It was located at present day corner of Cherokee and De Manil Place. I don't know where that is. And it says it could be kept cool by chopping ice from the nearby Mississippi River and depositing it inside. So they were like, we don't even need to go get ice. There's ice in this river. We're just going to put it in this cave.
Pretty good idea, though.
I mean, it is. I would have never thought of it. I would have been like, damn, it's going to take a lot of ice to put down here. But I guess back then in the 1840s, you did what you had to do. So it continued to prosper, and by the late 1850s, it was one of the largest in the city. And in 1858, the beer captured first place at the St. Louis Fair.
Nice.
So they came over hot. I guess he it was just him. I don't like you saying they. Maybe he brought ghosts. And it's a he, not Joanne, as we learned.
Yeah. I'm already, German Joan.
Already killing it. So he died a millionaire.
R.I.P.
He was a millionaire. He died in 1862 on August 25th, and he had a son named William. And he began expanding the brewery. So he's smart, guess what? We about to get bigger. So he purchased 5 blocks around the storage house on Cherokee above the caves. So they're just like, caves, caves, caves. We're just going to put everything in the caves. In 1864, a new plant was completed, and they kept like expanding more after that. They were like, you know what? We still got like a lot of product. I guess they were like putting it out so fast that they needed more or whatever. So they expanded another 5 blocks, 5 city blocks.
That's 10 city blocks.
Yeah.
Big operation.
Says so in the 1870s, they symbolized both wealth and power as the brewery controlled the St. Louis beer market until a position it made until Prohibition.
Hmm.
But they were like, I guess the Anheuser-Busch of their time.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So in 1868, William's father-in-law, Jacob Fickert, that's how I'm going to say that, built a house. So what is called the Lent Mansion.
Lent Mansion.
Or if you're talking to you, it's Lent Mansion. In 1876, William purchased it for his family, using it as a residence and an office. So this is where it started out. So like his dad didn't have it, but his father-in-law built it or whatever, or bought it or whatever. So it says the home was already impressive, but they're millionaires, so you got to make it better.
Make it more impressive.
And he was like, we're going to renovate. We're going to expand the 33-room house into a Victorian showcase.
Hmm.
33 rooms.
It's about...
We've got, what, 5?
32 minutes. What?
1, 2...
We got 3 bedrooms.
5. I'm saying, like, total, we have 5, not counting the bathrooms. We've got 5 rooms.
3 bedrooms, a living room, and a den, and a kitchen.
Well, they're, like, the same, though. The den and the kitchen. They're
different.
But I'm saying they're the same. Anyway, we got less than 7.
Yes.
And I wouldn't know what to do with
this. This ain't no mansion, girl.
33-room house. I'd be like, fuck, it's going to take me 10 minutes to get to the 33rd room. I'm only in the second.
I wouldn't even be able to find the 33rd room.
Could you imagine trying to find each other?
Yes.
Can you please stop moving?
She has some dynamite hide and seek.
Yeah, games. You never. People would just quit playing, and the person hiding would be like,
Die. Join the ghost squad.
Yeah. Maybe that's how they got so many ghosts.
6 of them are just playing hide and seek.
They just never left. So, from the mansion, they built a tunnel from the basement through the caves to the brewery. Because they were like, well, this is easier. We'll just build a tunnel and we'll just whoop, whoop, back and forth. Man, I guess that's smart.
Yeah.
But fuck that. I would be so scared to like walk down that tunnel. There's like some creepy ass person down there or like some kind of animal that was down there and you didn't know about it. Some creepy ass
person?
Oh, you never know. People are weird. They just show up places.
How did they get to your tunnel?
I don't know. People can do anything. Or you built it on caves. There's already ghosts there. And you just walk down there and you're like,
there's ghosts in caves?
I'm saying.
Just because they're caves? No. Oh, this is probably on it.
This is a cave. It's totally on it. Whatever. Just saying. They're creepy. So when mechanical refrigeration became available, parts of the cave were converted, including a natural auditorium and a theater. So they had a lot of shit going on. They were like, we're going to do beer. We're going to do theaters. We're going to build tunnels. We're going to have a 33-bedroom house or whatever. It says the underground oasis would later spawn a large concrete swimming pool with hot water piped in from the brewery boiling house and a bowling alley. And at one time, a theater was accessible by the way of a spiral staircase. So I feel like anytime somebody has a spiral staircase, that means you're going to have a ghost. Because I always like float down. Like, there was one in...
Your grandma has a spiral staircase.
Ghost.
Is her house haunted?
Probably.
That can't be. Nobody's ever died in it.
The Haunting of Hill House. They had a spiral staircase. And they had the bent neck lady. I can't talk. I quit. Goodbye. This is the end. By the middle 1890s, the brewery gained national presence after introducing the popular... Was it Falstaff beer? Falstaff? I don't know.
Falstaff? Australian brewed?
No, not that. Which is brewed today by another company.
In St. Louis?
I don't know. It just says another company. The Limp Western Brewery. That's like a mouthful. Limp Western Brewery. Was the first to establish coast-to-coast distribution.
Distribution
of its beer. At the same time, he was building his own empire. William also helped Pabst Anheuser-Busch get started. So.
Interesting.
He's like, guess what? I'm going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm going to help you. I'm going to have a spiral staircase and a swimming pool and a 33-bedroom house. So, what's up? In the midst of their success, they experienced many, many tragedies.
Of course.
Of course they did. You can't have ghosts without tragedies.
Probably sacrifices.
They're like, look, we can't afford this shit. You got to go. No. Frederick Limp, William's favorite. It literally says that. William's favorite son.
Dang, bro.
Because I was just going to put son, and then I was like, no, it literally says favorite son. Got to keep it.
Burn on the other sons.
So Frederick Limp, William's favorite son and heir, died in 1901 at the age of 28. Says he was never really in good health, and he died of heart failure. And William Limp was just devastated. He's like, oh my God, my favorite son. All my other sons are just adequate, but this son...
Take a different one.
He was the best son. So he was devastated. He was like, ugh, I can't go on. I can't go out in public. I can't do anything. I'm so devastated. My other children don't measure up to him. it's so funny to me. My favorite. He was my favorite. So in January of 1904, he had just lost his son in 1901. So 3 years later, his closest friend, Frederick Pabst, also died.
His favorite friend, too?
Yeah, his favorite friend and his favorite son. Wow. And they were both named Frederick. So... Riddle me that.
Go squad.
It says he was indifferent after that. He was like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I don't know how to run my business. I don't want to run my business. Blah, 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 blah. Everybody's dead. His physical and mental health began to decline. And a month later, he shot himself in the head with a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson.
Dang.
So it was like, I lost my favorite son.
Favorite friend. I'm going to kill my favorite person.
Got to go. So, in that, what, three-year amount of time?
Yeah.
Tragedy struck. That's horrible. But they were like, you know what?
Onward.
Got to keep going. So, in November, William Lent Jr. took over. So, he had a son that was named after him. And he was like, sorry, but you're not my favorite. But he was like... I'm going to take over anyway.
You're no Frederick.
Even though I wasn't the favorite. So he took over as the president of the company. He inherited the business, the fortune, and him and his wife began to spend his inheritance that he had gotten. So he was like, guess what? We about to have some servants. We about to get some clothes. He bought art. He bought... like carriages. He was like, we about to live large.
Added a few more rooms.
Yeah. You know what? 33 is a shitty number. Let's take it to 40. No, he did not do that. So yeah, he was like an episode of MTV Cribs. Like that's what he was like.
Pimp my ride.
Yeah. So, his wife, like I said, her name was Lillian, and she also came from a wealthy family. They got married in 1899, and they had a son, William III, that was born in 1990.
Damn. Time travel is real.
1900. but before long, she was known as the Lavender Lady because that was her favorite color.
What like color is lavender?
Like a purple.
Gross.
Well, you are not the Lavender Lady.
No.
It says, in addition to her attire and accessories, her carriage horse harnesses were also lavender. So she was like, that's got to be everywhere.
Too much lavender.
It says Will enjoyed showing off his trophy wife, but he was also a little bit of a playa. Of course he was. That's why you weren't the favorite.
Yep. Frederick was a one-man woman.
Frederick knew that when you were married, if he was. I don't know. So it says he was born with a quote-unquote silver spoon in his mouth, and he's used to doing whatever he wanted. So he was like,
he was born in a house with 33 rooms.
33 bedrooms. So he got tired of her. He's like,
You know why? The lavender.
Well, I couldn't do the lavender. So he was like, I can't. You just go shopping every day. Gave her $1,000 a day. And he's like,
is he single?
He's like, if you don't spend it, then you can't get any more. So she had to spend $1,000 a day. So I'm feeling like this marriage that we have, we need to come to a different
You need
agreement.
To step it up. I don't want to be shopping, but I'll take $1,000 a day.
So she's out shopping, and he's like, I'm going to run the brewery. And then at night, he's like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. He had parties in the caves. He would bring prostitutes, and he was like, they're from my friends. God, sure they were.
Here's $1,000. Now get out of here.
Here's $1,000. They go swimming. They play boat. Blah, blah, blah. They would bowl.
What's that?
Play bowling is what I was trying to say. I'm telling you. My head is gone today. They would drink free beer. And his friends were like, you're the bomb.
This is dope.
You might not have been the favorite son, but you're my favorite friend.
Yeah. Where's the lavender lady?
Yeah. Where your wife is. So his shenanigans finally caught up with him.
Of course.
Because you can't live that life. And so it says he had a son with someone that wasn't his wife.
One of those prostitutes.
One of them prostitutes. It says there's no documentation that the son existed, but it says that the boy was hidden in the mansion attic for his entire life.
Damn.
Because they were like, no, no, no.
No silver spoon in his mouth.
Can't do that. So, yeah, that's crazy. They called him the monkey face boy. Because it says that they said that he was born with Down syndrome and he was an embarrassment to the family. And so that's why they hid him away under a cloak of shame.
Poor bastard.
That's freaking horrible. If he died, I hope he came back and haunted everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? You little son of a bitch.
Especially you, William.
Yeah. William.
And your paid ladies.
So finally William was like, look, Lavender Lady.
Yeah. You're getting expensive. I don't like your taste.
We can't. So he finally filed for divorce. It says the court proceedings surrounding the divorce were a major scandal in St. Louis, with all four newspapers devoting a front page cover to their affair. So they were like, you ain't getting away clean off this one, bro. The trial opened in February 1909, and crowds flocked the courthouse each day. They were like, we got to know what the fuck y'all doing. We need to know. Says they were like, he's violent. He's drunk. Blah, blah, blah. Like, they needed to know all about it. They're on the front page of all four papers, man.
Probably the most famous people around, though.
At the time, probably, yeah. They're like, listen up. This is y'all a scandal and we need to know about it. So the Lavender Lady got custody of their son because it says a photograph that was presented at the trial that showed her smoking a cigarette. So I don't know. Oh, it says she almost lost custody. I was like, hang on, that doesn't make any sense.
The picture. Smoke a cigarette. Let her smoke a cigarette.
Yes, she's smoking.
I think everybody smoked back then.
So it says, yeah, she almost lost custody because of a picture of her smoking. And they were like, listen, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
He was doing crimes in the cave.
Yeah. You don't even know. So she eventually got custody. And then she was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. She was like, never in the public eye after that. But why would you be? I wouldn't. I
wonder what kind of settlement she got. She got like 12 of the rooms.
Yeah, you can have half the house. So he got divorced, and then he was like, surely my bad luck is over, right? Like, finally, something's going to happen. Wrong. It says in 1906, nine of the large breweries had combined to form the Independent Breweries Company, creating a fierce competition to the Lent Brewery. They had never faced any competition like that before. And also in 1906, his mother died from cancer. So it was like, we're going to have this big competition. Oh, and then your mom also died.
Yeah.
But things might look better after this. Like, that's him. He's like, shit.
Well, he brought most of that shit on himself.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him. So the brewery was continually declining. And he was like, you know what? Let's just fucking remodel the mansion. Like, fuck, we're it. Not selling any
we're
beer.
Adding rooms now.
So let's remodel the mansion. And so in 1911, he was remodeling. He was like, you know what? Let's just
do
it.
I don't like this anymore.
So,
too much lavender.
It's too much lavender. So, by World War I, the brewery was just barely limping along. I guess all these people came in and were just like.
Well, Anheuser probably got huge back in.
Yeah. And what was that one? Pabst?
Mm-hmm.
So, it says he finally built a country home on the Merrimack River. And he stayed there like most of the time or whatever. And he got married to a lady named Ellie. And she was the widow daughter of the late St. Louis brewer, Casper Kohler.
Kohler?
Kohler. Mm-hmm. You know who that is?
I know the name.
K-O-E-H-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know the name?
It's still in St. Louis.
Well, I don't know.
My dad lives there.
So then the Prohibition came along in 1919.
No more alcohol.
They're like, fuck! We can't have anything! So, it says the individual family members were already wealthy, so there was little incentive to keep the brewery afloat. Because they're like, we got our money, so what ifs? You know, they were millionaires, and then he had the, what is it, inheritance or whatever. So, Will hoped that Congress would repeal Prohibition, and then was like, screw it, we're closing down. Goodbye. It says the workers learned of their closing when they came to work one day and the doors were shut and the gates were locked. So he didn't even like have the balls to tell people. He was just like, meh.
Yeah, bye.
So he sucks. So on March 20th, 1920, Elsa Lemp Wright, William's sister, she was the wealthiest heiress in St. Louis, shot herself just like her father had years before. It says they think that she was upset over her rocky marriage.
Hmm.
So these people cannot catch a break. That's what the Limp Tower looks like. Have you seen that before?
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like you have.
Probably.
So William Jr. was like, I'm about to liquidate all these assets. What is wrong with me? And he sold the logo to brewer Joseph Grisedek. I don't know. There's no way I'm going to pronounce that correctly. For $25,000 in 1922. The buildings were then sold to the International Shoe Company for $588,000. Even though it was worth $7 million.
I was fixing to say, that don't sound like nothing at all.
Before Prohibition. Well, after Prohibition, they're like, what do we need this for?
How much was it before?
$7 million.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Here's $580,000.
Goodbye. So they were like, well, I got nothing. William slipped into another depression because he is just, apparently can't handle it.
I need some people pills.
Apparently. On December 29th, 1922. You ready?
Yeah, he shot himself.
He shot himself in the heart with a .38 caliber revolver.
What a weird place to shoot yourself.
In the very same building where his father died 18 years before. So.
That, you never really hear that.
In the heart?
I ain't going for the head. Yeah. I'm going straight for the heart.
Yeah. It says he was put in the family mausoleum just above his sister. So their mausoleum is basically filled with people who have committed suicide. That is insane. So his brothers, Charles and Edwin, they had long left. They were like, we're not doing this. So then Edwin came back and was like, I don't really do much. I live in Kirkwood, Missouri. And Charles was like, I don't give a shit about this brewery. He was in the banking and real estate world. He was like, y'all go do whatever. These two are probably the smartest ones so far.
As long as they don't kill themselves.
So in 1943, another tragedy struck when William Lent III died of a heart attack at the age of 42. So they're dropping like flies.
Can't be many left.
Well, the brothers are still around. Charles eventually remodeled the mansion back into a residence and lived there. He had two servants and also the illegitimate child that was in the attic.
He just been there the whole time hanging out?
Yes. It says, Charles, too, became an odd figure as he grew older. He was a germaphobe. He had obsessive compulsive behavior as he would wear gloves at all times. He would constantly wash his hands to avoid bacteria. So the illegitimate child who was in his 30s at that time died in the mansion. He was buried in the cemetery plot with only a small marker that said limp.
Hmm.
So they didn't even like, they were just the worst. So he died while OCD Charles was in this house. It says shortly after that, Charles became the fourth member of the Lent family to commit suicide.
Of course.
So this family has no...
Somebody need to take our guns away from them.
First... No! I forgot about this. I hate this so much. First, he shot his beloved Doberman Pinscher in the basement.
Bastard.
I know. Fuck that dude. Then, he climbed the staircase to his room on the second floor and shot himself.
I don't want to say good, but... Good.
Don't shoot your dog, you fucking asshole. It says he was discovered by one of his staff members on May 10th, 1949, still holding the 38 caliber Army Colt revolver in his right hand. The dog was found halfway up the stairs. So
it didn't die.
Oh.
Immediately.
No.
I'm not going to say that feels good that he killed himself, but it fucking died.
I'm not going to say I'm enjoying this, but fuck Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go out. But he didn't do anything. Oh, that makes me so mad. So Edwin, at this point, was the only one left. He was like, fuck. So, like I said, he lived in Kirkwood, Missouri. He never really, like, cared anything to do with the mansion. He was reclusive.
I'd say the fuck away from him too. Everybody no killed himself.
He passed away quietly of natural causes at the age of 90 in 1970. So there's something about like this house, this land, something. These people are all going crazy, and then Edward moves away, and he's like,
"I'm fine.
I don't know what y'all doing." So the Lent family line died out with him, and so you can find their resting place in Belafonte Cemetery. Do you know where that is?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I know where Kirkwood is.
So after Charles, I was going to say unfortunate death, but he shot his dog, so yeah, whatever.
Fuck that motherfucker.
After Charles, the mansion was sold and turned into a boarding house because, you know, it had 50 million rooms. But it was so old and, like, nobody was really taking care of it that it began to deteriorate. And that's when the hauntings began.
I hope that dog's fucking haunting people.
He's like, listen up. This is what happened. They're sons of bitches. So residents complained about ghostly knocks and phantom footsteps being heard throughout the house. Says as these stories spread, tenants were hard to find for the boarding house, and it continued to decline. Well, I don't want to be haunted. I ain't going there. So in 1975, it was saved. Dick Pointer came in. I knew what? You were going to say something. I knew it.
What's his name?
Dick
Pointer? Oh, hell yeah. Of course he sings it, right?
I knew. knew it. I knew it the whole time. I'm like, when I say this name, he's going to say
it. Of course he's saying the name. What was he pointing at?
I knew it.
You're pointing him in the right direction with it.
Oh, my God. I freaking knew it.
You call him DP, I guess.
DP, okay. So from now on, he's DP because I can't do this every time.
I don't know if I can get over it. To be honest, that's a fucking name.
Okay. Anyway, DP and his family purchased it in 1975, and they began to renovate the building. I have to get myself together. Skip
this guy's story.
Okay, we had to get ourselves together.
I was together.
I wasn't going to make it. So, what do you want me to call him?
Just call him Mr. Pointer.
Okay.
You can call him whatever you want. I won't laugh.
Okay. So, he came in. That man came in.
I don't trust it, huh?
Purchased it. So, like I said, he was renovating the building. He's turned into a restaurant and inn. So, that's like why it is the way it is today. Workers within the house often told stories of ghosts, strange sounds. They would see apparition. Things would vanish. And then they were like, I feel like people are watching me, which was like the creepiest thing. Like, if I see you, that's fine. But I don't feel like you're like creeping behind me. Like,
well, damn, like a whole gang of people died.
I know. So many would leave the job and they'd be like, I ain't working here.
Yeah. Sorry, Dick.
Sorry, Mr. Pointer. I'm not working here. It says, so the restaurant opened and staff members, they always report strange experiences. Again, apparitions, things vanish. And it says things would quickly vanish. And then they started hearing voices and sounds. I'd be like, I'm out. Glasses would lift off the bar and fly through the air by themselves. Doors would lock and unlock by themselves. Lights turn on and off on their own free will, and the piano bar often plays when no one is near.
Sweet.
It's like you're just like sitting there, and then all of a sudden you hear. Dun, dun,
dun, I think dun, I remember dun, dun, maybe this part of it from. Did we? I watch that episode.
Yes.
I remember them with the piano or something.
Yeah. So they're like, obviously, some of the Limp family haunts it. Well, we'll know if I can shit. Most of them died in this house.
Yeah, like 7/8 of them. 90% of them.
There are three areas of the old mansion that have the most activity. The stairway, which I knew about that one. The attic, Avi. And what the staff refers to as the gates of hell in the basement. So I'd be like, no. Not doing it. And the area in the basement is what used to be the entrance to the caves. So who knows what the fuck happened in those caves? You know what I mean? Like, when he had these parties, like, what if somebody died? What'd they do with them?
I'm sure people probably died all the time in there.
That's what I'm saying.
If they built tunnels to them to connect them, I'm sure they died in that process, too.
Yeah. So, it says the attic is obviously haunted by the illegitimate son that they still call Monkey Face Boy.
And why wouldn't he haunt somewhere else to get the fuck out of the attic?
I don't know. I guess because if that's where you've been the whole time.
Like, if you're a ghost, I wonder if you got to choose and he's like, no, I'm going back to the attic.
It was just the only place he knew. He never left the attic.
Yeah, but you think he'd want to venture out?
I don't know.
Spread your wings.
It says, strange occurrences are often witnessed on the third floor level. The face of a boy is regularly seen from the street peeking from the window of the mansion. Can you imagine, like, you're like, oh, who's that boy? And they're like, there's no boy up there.
Dun, dun, dun. Man, where's that damn sound
keyboard? I know. Ghost investigators often leave toys in the middle of the room, drawing a circle around them to see if it's been moved. Consistently, when they return the next day, the toys are found in another location. They did that. Do you remember that? They had the ball. Mm-hmm. You don't remember?
I don't remember the ball.
In the downstairs women's bathroom, of course. Of course it's the women. Damn it.
Of course it's the women.
Of course. It was once William Jr.'s personal domain and held the first freestanding shower in St. Louis. Many women have reported a man peeking over the stalls. So could you imagine, like, you're peeing and you're like, holy shit.
Some old pervert.
Creeping. Pervert says a woman ghost. Emerged from the bathroom returning to the bar, sat by two men and was like, I hope you got an eyeful. And they're like, what are you talking about? We didn't even leave the bar. And the bartender's like, no, they've literally been here the whole time. They didn't go anywhere. And they're like, oh, it's the womanizing William Jr. Like, he peeks up. He's a creeper.
He get freaking me too.
He's
now.
He's freaking creeping in life and death. He's like, I'm going to die and I'm going to still be weird. So, cool.
Well,
cool.
You don't just stop being a pervert just because you're dead.
I guess that's true. In William Limp Sr.'s room, guests often report hearing someone running up and down the stairs and kicking at the door.
Sweet.
So it says when he was little, he was known to have to run up the stairs and find it locked and kick the door to get into his dad. So I guess he's like, open the door, damn it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Several years ago, a part-time tour guide reported hearing the sounds of horses outside where the office was. It says when the tour guide looked through the window, there were no horses. So even horses are like
Lavender Ladies horses.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, take these fucking coats off of us.
Give me a different color. It says this area is now used as a parking lot, but it was also once where they tethered horses. Mm. The hotel has been featured in many, many magazines and articles and newspapers, and now ghost hunters around the country. Today, it is still a bed and breakfast with rooms restored in period style, a restaurant featuring fine dining, and a mystery diner theater. So, it's still kicking. It's still haunted.
But it don't sound like they have problems keeping people there.
Well, because people want to go. They're like, this is a crazy story. Let's show up.
You.
I want to go. I don't need to stay the night, though.
Slumber.
I don't know. I wouldn't sleep. And then whatever we had planned that day.
Not even take a siesta.
Would not get done. Like, you'd be like, oh, we were going to go to the aquarium today. And I'd be like, I was up all night. That little bastard kept kicking the door.
You would be more susceptible. You would think you would hear stuff no matter what, even if you didn't. Because probably. You'd be so scared.
I'm fine with that. I know myself. I don't need it. I don't need to be sleeping on that high house.
I would sleep. I'd like to go. I'd stay the night. I wonder wonder how good the food is.
I mean, it's fine dining, so we probably wouldn't like it.
Oh. You call me a broke animal?
I'm calling us. We like french fries, not
hell yeah, tilapia. If you don't like french fries, there's something wrong with you. I don't want no damn tilapia.
That's what I'm saying. We probably would not enjoy the food. So
fine dining means steak, and I like a steak.
I'll be like, y'all got a Hooters?
There are Hooters in this mansion, in one of these rooms?
You got 33 rooms. Put a Hooters in here. Damn. So
can I bring Hooters into this restaurant?
That was the Limp Mansion.
Some of it sound familiar, but I do want to go to it.
Okay.
I want to meet one of the gang of ghosts.
One of the many ghosts.
And I'd like to see the ghost dog if he's there.
To tell him like, I'm sorry.
Bro.
And you can come ghost dog. I wouldn't have killed you. Yeah. So, yeah. There's a lot of ghosts. Ghost horses. So.
I'm still pretty shocked that the guy shot himself in the heart. Because that's just that's a weird choice. Nobody does that.
And then... They all used 38. Like the same, yeah. It's crazy pants.
I just don't know about the heart. What
That's
if you
what
miss?
You focus on?
What if you
You're
miss?
Freaking, there's the hauntings. Focus on other things. Focus on the story.
That's part of the story.
I feel sorry for the boy in the attic. That's so horrible. And he had Down syndrome. Like, you... have to be able to take care of them, and you just left that poor boy in the freaking. I wish he would have got out and like killed them.
Yeah, I hope he's.
That would have been like a better.
I hope he gets to do some hauntings to get some revenge, but also hope he's not haunting people, and he's just like
not on the guests.
He's just like somewhere happy, I guess heaven.
I guess he's wherever playing in the attic with the toys. Remember,
I know, but don't they say ghosts are here because they have unfinished business or something?
I don't know. Maybe his is just like, I just wanted some friends.
Yeah, but he won't find them because people are scared of him.
Well, ghost hunters aren't. They play with him. Now he's scared of them.
It's Would you stay cycle. The night if you were with the ghost hunter cast?
They don't stay the night. The only place they have stayed the night is at the Stanley Hotel.
But they stay until like 4 a.m. So it basically
Yeah, but they don't go to sleep.
Well, would you sleep in that hotel?
I wouldn't sleep in a haunted hotel because I feel like it doesn't matter who's there. Nobody can stop a ghost from tugging on your toes or something while you're asleep. Like, nobody can stop that no matter who's at the house.
All right. You can't stop a toe tugger, that's for sure.
You know who could?
Dick Pointer. You know that's right.
You know he could.
Unsung hero.
He has really just changed.
The name's Dick Pointer.
Changed our lives. What he's done.
We're going to whip this into shape.
We're going to get this mansion together. So, obviously you approve of this story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
And final thoughts on
this
story?
I wonder when Anheuser-Busch started. Had to have been right after, I guess.
It said that he helped them.
I know
it
said they helped, but I wonder when they became the brewing company.
I don't know.
Because they're like the largest in America. Maybe the world.
Oh. So what's your final thoughts?
Final thoughts is it's a good story, a bunch of tragedy, and I'd like to visit it. Feel sorry for the kid. Feel sorry for the dog. The one guy got out and he lived. So
yeah, that's so crazy. He's the only one to live until 90. That is insane. He's like, I ain't fucking going with y'all. Y'all obviously
and
got it, something wrong.
Also, like they got real big and got and then went under real pretty fast. Really, yeah. Like 10 years maybe.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty quick.
Like a it's a whole tragic story. That's what it is. It's like should be called the Limp Tragedy.
Yeah, I don't consider a tragedy the guy, a couple
with
of
the
them,
dog.
But
you know what you forgot to do?
What
do you always do?
Shout outs.
Enthusiastic shout outs to our supporters.
Derek and Ashton, you're still the ones.
Don't even say.
You knew I was going to sing that song?
Yes. Well, as soon as you said, still the ones, I knew you were about to start singing.
Can't even think of what song that is. It just popped in my head.
You're still the one.
Shout out, Derek and Ashton. Sporting podcast.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Maybe I want to be a movie announcer.
Bobby Newport.
Never had a real job in his life.
And he's not supporting the podcast.
Yep. Shout out, dudes.
Bros.
Derek and Ashton.
Really? Derek texted me today and he's like, what if I move into this apartment and it's haunted? And I was like, why didn't you ask that before?
We ain't coming. We're going to stay the night, do a live podcast.
Yeah.
It'll be 12 hours.
12-hour podcast. Get ready! So, yeah, that's the Lent Mansion.
Dope, tight, fresh, smart.
Noise.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that episode maybe again.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. One day.
Do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Social media outlets. Is it called outlets?
You have to say, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
You just did.
YouTube.
Is it called outlets, though?
I don't know.
When you say social media outlets?
I wouldn't say that. So, no.
If it's outlets, let me know. Okay. If it's not, keep it to yourself.
Oh, my Lanta.
I don't even know what we have. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
YouTube.
Is there anything left?
I think that's it.
MySpace? We have a MySpace? Is MySpace still a thing?
I think we do. I think I did make a MySpace.
Shout out MySpace. Tom.
Tom, I miss you. What are you doing now?
Is there any other social media?
I think that's it. And if they want to support our podcast, they can go to the link in our description and sign up and support. And if you only want to do a one-time donation, we have a PayPal, and it's just our email address, marriagehauntingsmurder@gmail.com. You can do a one-time donation, and we will shout you out there as well. Yeah, any support helps. Listening helps. Telling your friends to listen helps. Like, that helps just as much. But also, kicking us dollars helps, keeps us up with good equipment, all that kind of fun stuff. You know.
For sure.
Saving up for that thing, that way you can have your own mic so you don't sound like you're super far away.
I'm getting my own mic.
What's that called?
A mixer?
Yeah. So
it's not bad, though. I mean, there's not really a lot of room, so.
I know, but you just have one right in front of your face because you're quiet.
Well, I've never been accused of being loud, that's for sure.
Me either.
Oh, yeah, really? Not today, maybe? You can hear that laugh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you going to drum roll me out of here so I can say it? Don't be super loud. Was it too loud last time? When you use your whole hands, it was loud and crazy pants. The face you make is better. We'll scare you later. Goodbye. Guys, I don't know how we haven't talked about Audible yet. I love listening to podcasts, but I also love listening to audiobooks and have guided meditation on my hand every single day. If you haven't heard of Audible, they're the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks. They have bestsellers such as Midnight Sun, which I have added to my list and I can't wait to listen to it. But they also have Harry Potter, which I have listened to a million and one times. I'm not ashamed. It's fine. They have true crime books. They have memoirs. They have news outlets such as the Wall Street Journal, which is awesome because I'm not a newspaper reader, but I can definitely listen to it and get the news that I need. What I love the most is that you can find anything on there, anything, podcasts, audiobooks, like I said, guided meditation, which is one of my favorite things. You can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. The app is totally free. It can be downloaded on smartphones and tablets, any smartphone and tablet. You can listen across all devices without losing your spot. So if you started on your phone and want to keep listening on your iPad, it works. You don't lose your spot, which is great because I'm always losing my bookmark. And this is so helpful. If you can't decide what to listen to, you can keep your credits that you get for up to a year. And you do get credits as a member every month. You get one credit to pick any new title plus two Audible original titles from a monthly selection and access to daily news digests. So really, what more could you ask for? So check out Audible and find your favorite audiobooks today. So all you have to do is check out Audible and start your free trial at www.audibletrial.com/mhauntingsm. Go get your free trial and get your listening on.